Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol niyeh bidvaro.
Amen.
Turning with Siyata Dishmaya to this coming week's Parsha, Parshas Vayeshev, Bereshis, Perek Lamed Zayin. The brothers are awaiting Yosef. Yosef meets up with the Ish, Rashi says, Zu Gavriel, this is the Gavriel, the Baal HaTurim says, Vayishu'eyu Ish is Gematria Malach Gavriel Shalom, based on the Pirkei of Lazar. And he says, Vayomer Sachai Anochi Mevakish, Aginon Aliyefu Haim Roim, and where are they tending to the sheep? Where are my brothers? Vayomer Ish Nosu Mizek, Shemati Omrim Neochol Do Saina. So the Malach Gavriel responds, Nosu Mizek, Dr. Rashi, Yisiu Atzma Menach, but they basically have now traveled away. They've diverted themselves from the sense of brotherly love, of brotherhood. Kishamati, I have heard, Neucho dosaina, let us go dosaina. So Rashi does say, Lefib Shuto, it's a shame, Makamu, that's clearly the Pshuto Shemikro. We're talking about the name of a place, and a Mikro Yotzim de Pshuto, but the first Pshat that Rashi brings is what's Neucho dosaina, Levakesh, Lachan Nichle dosus, Sheyami Suchamahem, they're planning on killing you. And they have these weapons conniving, coming up with different schemes in order to go in and kill you. Writes in the Sefer Imre Chaim, Adosaina, Dalid, Sof, Yun, and Nun. Hey, writes to Imre Chaim, is Gematria 469. Hayadayim Yudei Esav, Gematria 469. The Malach has already been Megala Yosef Atzadik. And your brothers, what are they tapping into? The Bechid of Hayadayim Yudei Esav. And that's the brothers. So what happens in the end of the day? They're getting their Yadayim and Esav ready to kill him. And then what happens? Along comes Yehuda to the rescue. Avayomer Yehuda Lecha, fast forwarding to Posuch Havav and Perek Lamed Zayin. What are we going to gain? What profit are we going to have? What are we going to gain? And the end of the day, the world rests on three things. Kayadua, Shoshiroma, Olam Omeid. Ala Kesef, Ala Momon, V'Ala Gelt. And the end of the day, my betza, there's no monetary gain. What are we going to gain? Kinar Gisachinu. Hano Zot, Rabbi Yudah Yal Asad, it is Divri Mayo. Listen to this, Gavaldi Garemes. My betza, Zot, Yudah Yal Asad. Yadua. Sha'avram tikein tefila shachris Yitzchak mincha Yaakov arvus the Gemara brokos rovam on Rebbeis Paskin by the Rami brokos v'lochem prakdesa lochalef tefila sovus tikein amavram was misakin shachris Yitzchak and mincha and Yaakov Meiriv writes the Marshal Chodesh Yagodas Avado they were mispalel all the gimel tefilas kayadua akadushim Rebbeis amanal fiyimachol chesam raised they were makayim kol Torah kula afilu a ruve chateus a ruve tavshilin the Rami gosos even the rabbanans when the old tefila the raisa rabbanim achleikis ramar ambanim how do they were davening. Ella Watzak to Marshal, but each one was Machadish at Tfilim Yochedes Kefi, his respective Techunis and Evish Avram Vino was Shachris, Chagigad Afkim Lamanal, Tchil and the Gerim, and the beginning, a new sense of Ischanchus. Yitzchak Mincha Pshuto Kemashmo. He was an offering, writes Rav Eyon Rakovsky Das Tfilo. He's the only one. Avram Shachris Loshen Shachar Yaakov Arvis Meiriv, a conjugation of the word Erev. The Tfilo of the Erev. Yitzchak is not giving us a Tfilo that's Meshe Shaychi to the Tzaraim. It's not a conjugation of Tzaraim. It's a Mincha Pshuto Kemashmo. He is an offering. He offered himself. That's a Kedus Yitzchak. He gives us Mincha, the second Tfilo of the day. And Yaakov, of course, Amenaschim Aleilos, takes us into the Choshech, the darkness of the Lord. Long, harsh and bitter exile by Yitzhak Yaakov. Beersheba Yila Charana. Yaakov is the one who goes into the darkness of night, instilling within us all his descendants of Menoschim Aleilas. Each one, Mechanish Atfila, Miyuchedes Kefit Techunis Nafsho, respective to his specific talents and Kochas Atzuma. So we have three tefillas of the day. How is it Merumas, Kayadua, based on the Nefitzis Yehuda, and many on this forum. We know that the second letter in Avram's name is a base, that's Boker, he's Misakin Chakras. Yitzhak, the second letter is a Tzadi, that's Tzaraim, he's Misakin, the Tfilah, Tzaraim, the Hainu Mincha. And Yaakov, of course, the second letter Ayin, that's Erev, that's a Tfilah Erev, that's Meirev, that's Tfilah Arvis. Amela Zokti Yehuda Yal Asad. And that's what Yehuda was tining. Why? Kishtetan Posik, the Novi Yeshaya, Perakala Posik. Tesvav. Eberster through his Navi Yeshaya rebukes Klal Yisrael. After all your averus, all your chatoim, ubefaris chem kapechem alim einai mikem. And when you spread your hands in tefillah, priests yadayim, we used to have a tzura of tefillah. The kevager and his psicha nechus tefillah. That was the tzura. We used to go ahead and extend our yadayim. Hashem says, when you extend your hands in tefillah, fakert, I'm going to hide my eyes from you. Agam kir sarbu tefillah in any shameya. Even when you increase your tefillahs, I'm still not going to listen to you. Why? Because yadechem domim aleyu. Because your hands are full of blood guilt, right? Rav Julius Hirsch, the son of Rav Shamshon Raphael, Adamim is not just blood, but it's a reference, a clothing take a reference to all social offenses. If you destroy your way of life, Bifrat Meinodim Lechavero, and your fingers, your hands are filled with blood, I'm not interested in looking at your Parischem Yadechem, that's just spreading out of the hands in the context of Tefillah, and even Kisarbu Tefillah, even if you increase your words of Tefillah, and any Shomeya, I'm not interested. Why? Because your hands are filled with blood. Azok to the Divrei Mahari. Yehuda's tainu us ma betzik in our gesachinu. And what are we going to gain if we go ahead and kill our brother Yosef Atzadik? Then ma betza, what's going to be with the betza, with the boker, the tzarayim, the erev? What's going to be with the tefillah of the shachris, the tefillah of the mincha, and the tefillah of the erev? Zok the Navi Yeshaya ki sabu tefillah. And in Yishamei, I'm not going to listen. Yehuda tainu us ma betza. We can have all the tefillahs in the world. In the end of the day, Eberster is not interested if we're going to go ahead and fill our fingers, our hands of blood. Ma betza. Phineas, I think there's more going on here. Now, what happens in the end of the day? We ain't done yet. Again, we have to know there's a big din over here, exactly what was including Yehuda's intentions. Was he the Shem Shemayim? What were his intentions? And that itself is a big din. And the end of the day, so what happens? And they have a gatayna, a bot, and what do they do? Vayishu lachol lechem. And they're sitting down. Can you imagine they're sitting down to eat lechem, and sitting down to eat bread? And many mafarshim says, look how cool, calm, collected they're sitting down to break bread, and they're sitting down to eat. That itself is mama shapela, and that's what they're busy doing. And mama's sitting down to have a seudah, the finest aiti. Perhaps what's going on here as follows. And we've mentioned in the past the Ponim Iris, the Shal Shus Ponim Iris. He has a sefer in Chumash, Kasnas Or. He writes in Parsha Shmini, it's bought by the Chidah, and two places in Midbar Kedemos, writes the Chidah B'Shem, the Kasnas Or, Al Yadei, the Ponim Iris in Parsha Shmini, that everybody had a Shorish Neshama in the Neshama HaKoleles of Odom Rishon, and the Levushi Seri Nazari Nachal Nushal from Rishon and Maruch in this Indian. Every subsequent Nishma Zohar was metaphysically encompassed within that gargantuan Neshama of Odom Rishon. Every Nishmas Nukva, every female Neshama was somehow metaphysically contained in that huge Neshama that belonged to Chavo. And where was Yaakov Avinu Shorish Neshama? Writes the Kasnas Or Parsha Shmini B'Shem the Mekubalim. The Shorish Neshama of Yaakov was by the tip of the koneh. Zok the Ponim Iris, that's why Yaakov ino lo meis, because they ate from the Etzadas Tavaro that brought Misa to the world, that only went into the Veshet, into the esophagus, through the esophagus, and Mela circulated throughout the whole body. Zok the Ponim Iris. But if the source, the Shurish and the Shom of Yaakov ino was by the tip of the koneh, it was by the tip of the windpipe, and never came into contact with that which brought Misa to the world, with Mela, writes the Ponim Iris, hence, Tainus, Tavheim, and Beis, Yaakov ino lo meis, and what's it doing in Tainus, Davka Masechta, when you're not eating. And the Fiyah Niyas Taiti, based on the Klala Rav Tzodik, Davka in Tainus, when you're not eating, you're not thinking about the Veshet. That's what we learn Yaakov Ino Lameis. How do we know Yaakov Ino Lameis? He's the food. Didn't go and touch the Koneh, only touch the windpipe. That's what we explained in the past. Perhaps that's the smichas, the two members of Nechem and Yitzchak are sitting and having a suda. And the first member of Yochanan is a mesicha mesuda shemiyaktim lekoneh leveshet. And then after the suda, the boss of the mesa bandayu says, "Hochi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yaakovin olam mes mikrani darish hukashu lezaru mahu zaru b'chayim avu b'chayim." What's pshat in the smichas? The fiyani is daiti. The only way Rabbi Yochanan was able to darshin Yaakovin olam mes was because there was a bazudra halacha called a mesicha mesuda. Since it's halacha that says emesicha mesuda shemiyaktim lekoneh leveshet, only ayadei that din did Yaakov Avinu know that when Adam and Chava pre the chait ate from the tzedas, it went ach barak into the veshet, it didn't touch the koneh. Since it didn't touch the koneh, because of Adam they were keeping halacha emesicha mesuda kishemiyaktim lekoneh leveshet, since they weren't talking, Mamela what went into the veshet went only into the veshet, didn't touch the koneh. Comes the same Rabbi Yochanan, Mamela only on the heels of that do I know and have the right to darshan. Yaakov in Olomais, Zokti Arizal, Rav Pinchas Freeman discusses in a few Mamorim of Shvilei Pinchas, Alpi Kismei Ari, and we have two twins inside, Vitzamar, the neck that connects the Rosh, the Rishon Leivorim, the Koch HaSeichel Lamoach, to the rest of the Guv. And what are those two twin pipes? We have a Kon and a Veshet, we have a windpipe, and we have an esophagus. Zokti Ari, it's connected Yaakov and Esav. That's very Gishmak. Yaakov is Zokti Chidah. Why is Yaakov and Parshas told those? Why is he described as HaKoko Yaakov Lumas Yadayim to Esav? HaGufa, HaKoko Yaakov, your what comes out of the Kona, what emerges from the windpipe is the coal. Yaakov Shorish Neshama was by the tip of the windpipe. Yaakov Inu Lo Meis, because Misa came into the world, i.e. the food that entered the Veshet, it didn't touch the Kana. Yaakov is Lo Meis, Memela, he is a Koko Yaakov. He is a Koko Yaakov. And how is Esav defined? Halitini Namad Adam Azeh. I want to quaff it in a gluttonous fashion. Give me all the food, just give me the red stuff. I don't even care what it is, just stuff that red stuff. The Chilek Hachitzoni Hatzana Fizi Biyoser, just the mere color. Throw it all down my throat. Give it to me, Veshet, that's Indian of the Leita. Let me just squash it all down. Food, how do you eat? With the hands, Yadayim and Esav, just gobbling it up, and as a glut. Amela, that's the Kana connecting the Koka Yaakov. Esav, Yadayim to Esav. So now we understand the context. Amela, what happens over here? And Echo Dosaina, what is Dosaina? The Malach is being Megala. It's Dafka the Malach was being Megala, Pidir and Achayim. Phineas Taiti, Teyosif, Atzadik. They went Dosaina. Where did they go Dosaina? Gematria 469? They're tapping into Hayadayim to Esav. They're not thinking about using the Koach HaTfilah. You have a problem with Yosef, sit down to the Abishter for Siyat the Shemayin. No, they're thinking Yadayim to Esav, let's go in and kill him. Yehuda, if we kill him with our Hayadayim the Asa 469 Dosaina, Ma Betza, what's going to be with the Tefillah Saboka Tzarai? What's going to be with the Koko Yaakov? Amalamaisa, what were they doing? And they are doing what? They're sitting and eating. They're going after the Veshet. They're not going after the Koko Yaakov. And they're not going after the Koach HaTfilah. Asameila, who's the one? Afinias Taitit to now bring about the Tikkun of Yehuda, Davka going to be his descendants. It's very Gishmak. Based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya Aleph Tezvav, as we know that if you're Shofech Domim, Hashem says, I'm not going to listen to the Koach HaTfilah. I'm not going to listen to the Tfilas Erev Abok of Tzarai. Now we have a Gemara Brokos, Taflam and Amlof and Aleph. Yochai, hey, Kolamas Achas, we have three Tfilas. There's the Tzad and the Gemara entertains the Havamino. Maybe you could think that I could have all my Tfilas in one shot. A guy gets up in the morning, Adavim Chakras, Min Chamar, oh, I got it over with, let me go the rest of the day. No, comes David Bedavka, David Melchin is to Tehillim, and he's a Machadish Erev Vaboka Vitzarayim. You need a tefillah in the Erev, you need a tefillah in the book, you need a tefillah in the Tzarayim. Are you the David Melchin? Now, what's your son? Who is the one person in Tanakh who doesn't just daven, who is not just Noam Zmiris Yisrael, but he's so davening through and through that he defines his Etzem Atzmi, Yisus Homahos, as Vani Tfilah. David HaMelech and Tehillim, Kuftes, Posek Dalet, is Vani Tfilah. The same David HaMelech who was told that he can't build the Mokum HaVoda, the base of Mikdosh, because he spills blood, but it's the same David who says, well, he is the Koach HaTfilah. Hashem's listening to his Koach HaTfilah. He is Vani Tfilah. He's a walking Tfilah. Phineas Taiti, perhaps that's the Tikkun. Ayahuda says, as my bet, but in the other day, what are they doing? They're sitting down and eating. So instead, Hayadayim and Esav, they didn't use the Yadayim and Esav to kill him, but they used the same Yadayim and Esav to work with the hands rather than the davening to Nebishav Siyat and Ishmael on a Dak Shabadakis level. The shift they call the shift of Yisrael, they take those same hands and they sell them down to Mitzrayim. Along comes David Malachim, even though he's using his hands, but it's always in a Machamas Mitzvah, it's always Lashem Shamayim. Adovid is the Tikkun who takes his Yadayim and the Esav, he is the Koach Hariga who is likened to Esav. Shabbos. What does the Gemara say? Kufin and Vavam and Aleph. Esav is born under the mazel of Ma'adim, and so is David. Esav comes out with the red, with a ruddy complexion, and so does David. Esav is a murderer, and David also has a penchant, has a proclivity to shedding blood. But the Bechira is in your hands. David and Melech is that Tikkun. Esav is Yadayim, and Esav is killing. David and Melech takes that Koach of Ariga. And he uses it, Ach Barak, the Shem Shamayim. Amela, who's the one to take the Yadayim and Esav? Abi Mavata Lamachnia, that to the Koko Yaakov. He is the Vani Tfilah. Ebishter says, if your hands are shedding blood, I'm not going to listen to your Tfilah. Ebishter says, David is a walking Tfilah. The same one who's shedding blood. Ah, but that's the Tikkun for Esav, and that's the Tikkun. Alachar David, who brings it all full circle. He says, when I kill, I'm killing Dafka and Kibush Ha'aretz, Dafka and Mechamas Mitzvah, to conquer the land, the Hainu. Mamachnia, my koach of Yadayim and Esav, Acharak, to the higher, loftier spiritual realm of the Koko Yaakov. I am Noam's Mirus. I'm using my coal of the Kome and not my Achila of the Veshet. And that is David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the Koach of the Tefillah. When he describes his Anivas, what does he say? Anochi Talas V'lo Ish. And what's the Talas? The Koach of the Peh. The Koach of Dibur, the Baalei Machshava, right? That's the Talas. He has the koch of the pen. He is the vani tfila. He takes his yadayim reisa, but he's mafata lemachni. He subjugates that to the high realm of the koka Yaakov. He's the one to tell us you need the three tfilas erevokim tzarayim. And he's the vani tfila who is davening erevokim tzarayim. The full-fledged tikkun of the mabetza kinar tzachino. They're sitting down to eat lechem, and David is going and davening, takes his yadayim reisa, only being mafata that to the higher realm of the kol koka Yaakov. A good night. Reminder, a general membership meeting in the New Base Medrash, Mitzvah 8:15 to 9:15 tonight. Hopefully everyone's going to come or hear about what's going on. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but HaMeir Hashem, it'll be with Atzloch and Siyata Nishmayo. Otherwise, wishing everyone a great night.